Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm C.B. Darogi. This week, A Galaxy Run in 30 Minutes or Less by J.D. Harlock. As soon as Karna steps into the lift for a date with that cute girl from the dispatch division, her pager notifies her of a job on the other end of the galaxy. The pay would cover her rent, but should she choose to accept the run, the Cosmic Courier would, as the ads promised, have to make it all the way across in 30 minutes or less, or else the delivery would be free. With no time to spare, she shamelessly shoves aside the lift attendant, too underpaid and over-medicated to put up a fight, then cranks the lever all the way, latching onto it for dear life as the cabinet surges through thousands of miles of space at warp speed. When she's finally in orbit, she falls headfirst out the dinging door, stumbling her way toward her serva, with a headache the size of the universe that she, too, is underpaid and over-medicated for. This ride could very well have killed her. But hey, at least this time the elevator music was all right. When men in suits hand Karna the parcel, they urge her to handle it with care, cautioning that the fate of the universe is at stake. But that's not something that concerns Karna right now. The rent needs to be paid. However, if she's going to make it on time, she's going to need a shortcut. Every conceivable route that the GPS could map out in the infinite vastness of space all lead her through the intergalactic sewage pipeline, where she could lose her sense of smell or, worse, have to take it out herself if she didn't want to go mad from the inhalation. But again, rent. So, Karna hops back onto her bike, activates her visor, then carefully selects an appropriate synthwave playlist before bursting off into the farthest reaches of interplanetary excrement. Without sparing a second, she speeds, with mechanically clenched nostrils, through the wormhole, where the wastes of Uranus are eagerly disposed of, then swerves against the black hole in the center, making sure not to follow into its event horizon, all while holding her breath, then accelerates into the exit, careful not to exceed a force of 20 Gs. This entire cutoff takes around a second and drops her off right where a meteorite just barely brushes by her fender, denting it. Unbelievable. Cursing into the cold callousness of space, she shrugs off the STA, clutches the serva's twist grip as if she's trying to choke her space lord, hits the throttle like it owes her rent money, and blasts off bleating, somehow managing to avoid the debris passing by that would have crushed her otherwise. The drop-off point was inside a planetary mine consisting of shell layers, each a computational node, constructed around a Class M star to power the ultimate supercomputer. One could only marvel at who or what was affluent enough to realize this triumph of human genius. But this was not the time, because as soon as she realizes how hot a celestial body of exploding gas is, Karna knows she's in for a ride. Though the outer layers are devoted to computation, this run, as luck would have it, needs her just outside the first layer, designed to harvest energy while releasing heat in the temperature of the star it surrounds. With a force shield running on empty. Daunting to most, this is just another run in the life of a cosmic courier, so Karna just shrugs, switches over to her heavy metal playlist, and kicks everything into high gear. Before you can say I've been waiting more than 30 minutes, Karna's serva disappears in a flash, coursing through space at the speed of light, her visor perceptually slowing everything down for her so she can process it in real time. Not that it helps much. Space junk is flying everywhere in all directions. Enough that a minor brush against one would have her veering so wildly off course, she could end up in a galaxy over. As she crosses countless light years to bypass each shell through unregistered heat levels that no other being had ever dared traverse before, she makes sure that her eyes are focused on what really matters, the ticking clock. Until the heat is felt through the shield, and she's afraid that sweat might stain the cute blouse under her bomber jacket. But there's no need, because she's finally here. The port only a light minute or so away as the force shield shimmers under pressure. With no time to say more than 30 minutes, she hastily unpackages the parcel, then throws the fireproof stick through the force shield, barely managing to get it across before she's completely blocked off from the input by her safeguard, covering her serva in a translucent but impenetrable protector. Promptly staring up at the upload screen high above that slowly fills up its bar as her watch's neon counter ticks down to the end of 30 minutes, she can feel the panic of missing rent again, choking on it, as she would her space lord, before your update is finally complete. This new system overhaul would uncap the AI's energy intake, finally allowing it to process the latest highly anticipated feature, promising users the chance to find their one true love, through a comprehensive analysis of every single thought that had ever occurred to them and will ever occur to them, since their ancient ancestors back on Earth consented around an eon or so ago to have that chip installed right on their cortexes and the cortexes of every relative, friend, and acquaintance, human or otherwise, till the end of time. Time, as our modern understanding of physics defines it, and will continue to define it forever. Of course, the only drawback is that older models hosting the app would now be slower. Now, with the run finally complete and rent secured, Karna rode her serva off triumphantly into the emptiness of space, wondering if she could finally find that perfect match on Matryoshka Meet. This has been A Galaxy Run in 30 Minutes or Less, written by J.D. Harlock. Thanks for tuning in to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. Before you go, be sure to swing by Manawaker Studios online store, where you can snag both physical and digital copies of our books and games. Don't miss out on our latest release, Dangerous to Go Alone 2, another anthology of gamer poetry. Head over to payhip.com/manawaker or click the link in the show notes.